Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Jake.
And I'm Josh.
And today we are watching Power Rangers episode 279, Power Rangers in Space, episode 29, The Dark Specter's Revenge, part 1.
It aired October 28th, 1998, written by Judd Lynn and Jackie Marchand, and directed by Tony Randall.
All hands on deck for the writing duties.
All Randalls on deck.
No, just one.
He's there.
Tony.
That's all the ones they have.
That's all, and they were all on the deck. Well, he'd be on deck if he was next.
Oh, he is. So spoilers.
Well, why even bother now? Now that you know who's directing the next episode of Power Rangers from 20 years ago. If you're new here, what we do is we pause the recording, we go watch an episode of Power Rangers, then we come back and we talk about it, and you can follow along if you got Netflix or the DVDs. Or, you know, there's probably some other ways, but, like, it's so easy to watch Power Rangers, guys. Like, in a legal way. But also, like, probably on YouTube, right?
Oh, I'm sure.
I'm sure you can find it on
and
YouTube.
And that's, like, pretty much legal.
Yeah. I mean, as long as you're not putting them up on YouTube, you're fine. And don't rat on anybody. We got a national no snitching policy.
That's right.
Anyway, we're going to watch Dark Specter's Revenge right now.
Let's rock it!
5, 4.
We're back, and we just watched The Dark Speckled Revenge, and I mean, it is a part one, so yeah. I guess this is the first step of
his revenge gets started,
yeah,
but it's not technically revenge until it works, and it didn't finish yet.
Right. We won't know until next time.
Who knows?
If he is avenged or
not. If his venge is all revved up or not. Morphingrid.tumblr.com is our website. So is HeyJakeAndJosh.com is where the archives are. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at Morphingrid. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play. And Podknife, if you want to leave us a rating and review, that'd be awesome. We're at 49 reviews. We did just check on the break. And one more,
please.
Just one more for us. Give us a nice, even round
look
50.
Guys, I've done this before. I had an issue with my old Apple ID. I have a new one now. Don't make me do this
again.
Don't
make it happen.
Guys.
Please. For us.
Because then I'll have to read my own review on the air, and that just seems weird.
Yeah.
Don't make me do that.
Don't make him do that. He'd embellish it.
I would.
Make it sound all cool, but like.
Wait, no, stop selling it.
Anyway. We got some emails, because like I said last time, we recorded two episodes, and then like 1 second later, we got three emails. And we
Oops.
So we've just been sitting. Now we have four. Real quick, though, breaking news from Riley Hopkins. Boss Baby 2 coming to theaters 2021.
Oh, yes.
You saw Boss Baby again this weekend.
I saw Boss Baby twice in theaters, once in 3D. It rules, you guys. I'm not saying that ironically.
We're going to have to do an episode on Boss Baby.
I don't know if I want to do Boss Baby for work.
Oh, my God. Well, you're going to get it when it comes out, probably, right?
I am.
Well, you'll have to come over and watch it.
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly when. I know it comes out in July. I'm not sure the day.
Okay. Latasha will be down here by then.
I'm very excited.
Pack will make a day of it. Get everybody over. Watch a Boss Baby. Also, Kimby just tweeted us, pausing episode 276 to go listen to Avril Lavigne's What the Hell. Hey guys, can you guess how many times I listened to that in a row the other day? If you guessed about 20, you'd be right. I just put it on and let it wash over me. That song rules. All right, so we got a couple emails. So this one is from Tom. I don't remember what episode this is in reference to. Oh, is the Adam episode? Right. Because we talked about the power coins. And I said someone's going to email us.
Yes.
Because we were close but wrong, as is tradition. So Tom said, not nitpicking, but I'm a dumb nerd who remembers all these things. Rito Revolto stomped the Rangers' business, including the Thunder Zords, which led directly to the destruction of the powers because Tommy channeled the power of the Morphin Grid directly, which overloaded the grid slash coins. The fate of the coins themselves were never shown on screen. Then they went on the Ninja Quest, got shiny new power coins from Ninjor, which Goldar's brother Goldor.
Hey, I'm Goldor.
Hey, man, I'm Goldor.
Came in and he did grind them to a fine golden powder that blew away in the wind during the Alien Rangers after Billy used the coins to power the re-aging machine. So this is all a roundabout way of saying that it is perfectly reasonable for Adam to have retained his original damaged Mastodon power coin and Morpher. There's some speculation that this is also the method by which Jason regained the Tyrannosaurus power for Forever Red, but that is a story for another time.
That does all track. I was on the phone with Latasha one night. It was either after we recorded this or after it went up. I can't remember.
And she was like, hey, idiot, this is what happened.
Well, no, we were on the phone. She was like, I'm going to figure this out. And she like searched it.
Got down to business.
We got down to it. And that is true. They never said what happened to the original
power. All I remember,
coins.
As soon as I read this email the first time, I remembered all of the Thunder Megazords and the White Tiger Zord getting ripped to shred, like literally ripped into pieces.
See, I don't remember that. The only Zord destruction I remember are the original ones falling into a volcano.
You don't remember because I, like, the White Tiger Megazord man mode, like, its head was off and Kimberly was, like, screaming about
it. I remember Kim screaming, but I thought she was reaching toward her original Zords falling into a volcano.
She did that too.
I guess I either overlapped them because she did it both times.
She did.
Or I just, like, Season 2, whatever.
Well, that was technically Season 3. That was the start of Season 3 because Rito did it.
Well.
Season 3 is pitch ups and downs.
I'm going to catch it for that.
Pitching and yaws. Yeah, you are.
Season 2 is Latasha's favorite season.
P.S. The morphing sequence is circa Season 2, hence Adam's first haircut, but is an unused version of his Season 2 morph call. You can tell because he does the morphing hand movements when he yells Mastodon. He does the like.
Okay, see, that we couldn't figure out.
Yeah, I...
Was it because it was definitely an old one.
Yeah.
I remember not one that we'd seen before.
I remembered later that, like, his hair, when I was editing, I was like, no, his hair was definitely that in Season 2. So, like, that's definitely a Season 2 hair, but I don't remember seeing this because he had a shirt. And he wasn't, like, a disembodied head.
Yeah.
So thank you, Tom. I knew someone was going to tell us, and it's not nitpicking. Like, we forget things.
A lot.
And thank you for letting us know.
It's kind of my MO.
Yep. So, all right, we got an email from Lewis who says, since you're still settling on material for your Monster of the Week segment, I figured I'll pitch the titular name for it, Mighty Monster Super Bracket. It's a pretty good name.
Not bad.
And honestly, his words, not mine. Y'all said so many different variations of it. I don't even know if it was my idea. I also have a series of nominees. We'll read those later as they come up in the thing. There's some good ones on here. He's got reasons for them all. I'll just do the list. There's Nasty Knight, Pinoctopus, Shell Shock. Oh, I like Shell Shock. Twin Man, Commander Crayfish, Turkey Jerk. My favorite Megan Man X villain.
Turkey Jerk is so close to being inappropriate. It's just like, it's right there.
It's right on the edge. Also, I vote a veto on The Wizard of Deception as it was a purely American creation and I hated it so much. Unlike Turkey Jerk, more technically, it was a leader type who appeared in multiple episodes and was defeated quite unmonstrously.
He also sucked, if I remember correctly.
It was like one of the final bosses of Die Ranger, and they made him... Oh, no. I'm sorry. That's a different guy I'm thinking of. Wizard of Deception did suck. I'm thinking of...
Yeah, Wizard of Deception was a robe with a weird, like,
with the Predator Halloween
face.
Mask. Yeah. No, I'm thinking of, from the Storybook Rangers episode, Mondo the Magician, who is the final boss of Die Ranger that they made, like, a one-second battle.
Yep.
That was pretty booty. And then he also says, also, how is Astronomer's human disguise name not Astrid? Because Ronnie is better. Because Ronnie covers all the bases.
It does. Still going with Melody, because nothing is canon.
I don't know why that upsets me so much. Jade sends us an email, but it is a novel, so I'm going to parse it at some point.
Okay.
And I'll get back to you. It was a good email. It's long and I don't want to, I got shepherd's pie like on the brain.
Wait, it's in the fridge. I saw
it. It's ready. And then finally from our boy Hoops, this is a very good email.
I'm very excited.
Okay.
Don't let me down.
It's been a bit since I wrote to you guys, but I have what I think is an explanation for Caron's name, and it makes much more sense than Space Karen.
I forgot about the Space Karen theory.
Yep. Corona isn't just a type of beer. It's a space term Mr. Internet says is an aura of plasma that surrounds the sun and other stars. Basically just means that when you see the sun in a movie, there's like waves and tendrils of energy glowing and a glowing aura around it. You're seeing the corona, like how air around a fire looks kind of wavy, but taken to an extreme. Coronas are mostly visible to the naked eye during a solar eclipse. Picture attached. Ecliptor kidnapped Caron, and eclipse lets you see a corona. I tried to come up with an explanation for Andros, thinking it related somehow, but I think it's just a name that sounds like a space name. Love the podcast. Keep it up, guys. Hoops. Thank you, Hoops. And then it's a picture, and just the white things around an eclipse are the corona. I figured... I think I knew that that's what a corona was, but I wasn't sure. I like that explanation a lot.
I do too.
So I'm willing to
canonize it. Way better than Space Karen.
Way better than Space Karen. Be kind of tricky to get worse than Space Karen, though.
It would.
So that's all the emails we got. Are you ready?
Yeah.
To get Venge?
This is a speckled vengeance.
That, why does that make me think of Birdie Bot's every flavor jelly beans?
Oh, because there's a flavor called Speckled Vengeance.
Yeah. Oh, it tastes like a butt.
Yeah, you never tell. It could be black pepper or it could be Speckled Vengeance.
Either,
you don't know.
This one's either going to be toasted marshmallow or butts.
It's Tutti Frutti or literal puke.
Yeah. Hey, that's gross.
It's grass or maybe it's boogers.
Like, best case scenario is grass in that situation.
We're taste testing these and they're like, oh, definitely tastes like a booger.
This is a booger. How would you go about making a booger flavor? I don't know anything about flavors.
You get a booger.
You put it in a machine.
You put it on under a microscope and yep. You see what it's made up of.
Maybe if it was a smell, I could tell you based on that one episode of Magic School Bus that I saw. But tastes are just foreign to me.
I don't know. I hate those jelly beans.
Yeah, I hate jelly beans, period. But then they're like, some of these taste very bad on purpose.
Yeah, but they look like the ones that taste kind of good.
No.
Buttered popcorn or earwax. The choice is yours.
The toasted marshmallow one is pretty good.
It is.
But it's not worth the risk. It's just not worth it. And at the end of the day, it's like, still just a jelly bean.
Yeah.
So, anyway, this is all to say, we start off with Andros giving Astronema the tour. He gets her up to the, I forget what it's called. The
Food-O-Matic.
Foodizer 9000?
Yep. The Foodizer.
Like the Synthetron? Because it's synthesized. I think it's Synthetron, something like that.
Right.
Which sounds like an electronic band. It might be, but it's definitely also a food maker. And he's like, hey, try this. I don't even know what he had. But he's like, try this food.
It is just like a bunch of food.
And she's like, no, I'm not hungry, thanks. And she's like, Anderson, it's going to take me a little time to get used to all this. You know, not being the princess of evil. And also, I'm pretty sure your friends want to throw me into a black hole. So, also dealing with that a little bit.
And then Andros is like, well, there is a black hole nearby.
And she gives him that, like... like, hey, jerk. Like, and then he like laughs and it's like this nice sibling moment.
Yeah.
And I liked it, like they're already getting through. Like, that's really cool to me. Then Deca comes over the intercom and is like, Astronema, please report to the bridge. The other Rangers want to see you.
Did she say Astronema? Or does she say Caron?
I think she said Astronema, but I don't remember
now. I don't remember either. I feel like it was Caron, but maybe not.
No, I think it was still Astronema, because she's still in her full Astronema gear. So they go to the bridge. The Rangers are all standing against the console very grimly. And they're like, Carlos starts. And he's like, we've been thinking. Ashley cuts him off immediately.
Yeah. Shut up, Carlos.
Shut up, Carlos. It's Ashley time.
End of the line.
She says that they've been thinking that after all that she's done, they have no choice, and they bounce around. I think it ends on TJ, and he's like, we have no choice but to...
It ends on Cassie, because TJ says that, and then I think Cassie says, make you an honorary Power Ranger.
And she presents a jumpsuit with, like, the triangle with the swoosh through it.
Yep.
But it's purple. It's pretty great. And it's like, oh, yeah.
Purple like her wig.
Like her first and best wig.
Well.
Like the number one wig.
It's actually the last one.
Well, for
on the official ranking.
For you. Official.
You gave me the segment.
I mean, yeah, I did. Moving on. So they made her an honorary Power Ranger, which is awesome. And then we cut to the Dark Fortress. Clippy's just walking through like he wasn't being stretchered by Quantrons the last time we saw him.
Yeah, it's really weird that they're like, he is a traitor.
We're gonna get him this time.
We took him out, beat him up, and maybe they were like, stop that. And he was like, yeah, I'll stop that. And so they're like, okay, and just let him walk around for a day and think everything's fine so they could jump him?
Yeah, I feel like this is actually, now that we talk about it a little bit, I think this might be Darkonda's plan. Like, yeah, let him think he's still in charge. Then I'm going to get him.
Oh, it might be.
Because Darkonda hates Ecliptor, like, a lot.
He does.
So I feel like that's what it is. Because he gets grabbed by, like, three Quantrons and then dragged up onto an operating table. And
Darkonda shows up with that stupid doctor thing on his head.
But like an evil version, because it's not a mirror. It's like a like a laser eye. And he's like, we're going to give you an attitude adjustment. And that's not John Cena's theme song. That's actually the Whirly Gig thing.
But then also John Cena's theme song does play.
It does play. That happened for real.
Like the internet meme.
Yep. Remember that? How just saying John Cena and then his theme song was... It's like an internet meme.
You could put it in anything.
We got to power cycle the internet once.
Turn it off and on again.
Turn it off and turn it back on again.
Reset the RAM, get the garbage
out
of there.
Yeah, get all the chaff out of there. we cut back. We go to the theme song. We come back. We're in like an over-the-shoulder shot of some blonde. Could be anybody. We're in the elevator, doors open, and they walk out, and we get the reverse angle on the feet, combat boots, and it pans up, and she's in her jumpsuit, and she's got her wig off, and she's got like her like cute blonde hair.
Yeah, it's like clipped back with a little butterfly.
There's like one little purple barrette. Yeah, like she does still have her like very evil looking locket on, but that's hers.
It is, and I think, very actually, jarring. She looks very different.
It is. And because when she morphed into Ronnie, there was a scene of a transformation. So
yeah.
You're like, whatever happens is fine. Because there's like a purpose. But it's just like, hey, I'm back. And my like very glam Delilah Doom eye makeup is gone.
Yeah.
And like, like it's like... She looks great, number one. I don't...
It's a much more innocent look, for sure.
For sure. I wish it was the pants and the jacket and a purple shirt, but it's like a purple shirt under like the full jumpsuit.
Yeah.
Which I get, it's like we didn't have an extra lying
right,
around.
Right, here's the old custodians.
Yeah. Congratulations, Carone, you're the janitor now.
The honorary janitor.
Welcome. So
the Purple Ranger's weapon is a bush broom.
Yep.
Get sweeping.
I hate that. I really hate that. So then we cut back to the Dark Fortress, and old Donkey Lips is saying, hey, Darkonda, did you get Clippy? And Darkonda's like, oh, I got him. And he's like, good. And we're going to get...
He's just like... He's just flopping his giant Donkey Lips arms around.
It's very funny. At one point, it cuts back to him, and he just goes... Like, he just moves his arms forward for no reason.
He's very excited.
I guess.
He's a big space
just gotta move.
Monster.
Just gotta, like, get going sometimes, I guess.
I'm assuming he's, like, actually the size of a planet, but maybe also, and I can't believe I'm gonna make a Star Wars reference, but maybe it's also, like, a Snoke situation.
Well,
where he's, like, a regular dude, but the projection is this giant thing.
Or he's very little. He's very tiny and making a projection. He's like the size of a GameCube memory card, aka an
Everything
Olimar.
About the GameCube is so little.
It's the best system. We made a perfect video game system, and then we kept going,
yeah,
thinking we could do better. Our hubris is gonna catch up to us one of these days.
It
I'll tell
did
you
with
that.
The Wii U.
It did. Then the Switch came back, and it's pretty good. It's a pretty good one.
It does have those tiny, tiny cartridges.
I love it. I love those tiny discs. I love everything about the GameCube. It's my fave. Anyway, Nihilus is like, we gotta destroy Earth. So here's the plan, and then we cut away. Two, Bulk and Cans and Old Cans hanging out.
There's a good, like, 30 seconds of them just, like, chilling for a little bit. And then finally Bulk says something, and it's like, oh, they're
He's
back.
He's got a line.
They have lines and everything.
Hallelujah. It's only been 45 years.
I think this is more proof of the Old Cans theory, where Bulk is now cooking some marshmallows. He's got three on a stick.
Uh-huh. He asks, this is important, he asks if, like, why they're out here trying to catch aliens, and Skull says, yeah, all I've caught is a cold.
Yes, and he proceeds to sneeze all over the marshmallow.
Gross.
Professor Phenomenus postures about aliens or whatever for a minute, walks over to Bulk, grabs a sneezed on, did I say mushrooms
No, you before? Said... You said marshmallows.
Well, I almost said mushrooms this time. He grabs one of the sneezed on marshmallows and eats it. And then you went, ugh. And I went, well, it's his own boogers.
It's his own boogers. Which is still gross,
it
but
is
like
still gross.
Less
but,
gross.
Yeah. That he's testing for booger jelly beans.
There's only one way to do it.
Sneeze on a marshmallow.
This one literally is toasted marshmallow or booger. Two tastes that are
different.
Yep. So then he looks up into his telescope and sees a big old asteroid coming for Earth. And he's like, oh my God, this is terrible.
I don't think in the telescope, because there's nothing to compare it to, it did not look that intimidating.
I thought it was just like a little.
I thought like it was going to be. I thought it was just going to be something like a rock or something in the air that he just saw through a telescope, but it was just right in front of him. It's a little pebble. But no, it is a giant asteroid.
Yeah, it's enormous when we finally get a good look at it.
Yeah,
scale.
He was able to get a rough measurement on it somehow.
Yeah, he eyeballed it. You know, he's had a lot of practice, I guess. And he's like, he basically explains, because Bulk and Skull are like, yeah, it's an asteroid. Like, fine, it'll hit Earth and we'll get it or whatever. And he's like, no, this is bad. This is so big, it will hit the Earth and it will destroy everything. Like, it will create, like, absolute destruction. Annihilate all of us. And we get these weird shots of like what if it did with like it crashing to Earth and like a big old geyser and explosions and stuff. And it seems like a different show.
For a minute. Like is this also when it shows the dinosaurs?
That's later.
Okay.
Because they do it again later.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that was on like the newscast or whatever.
And it's like, where did they get this footage? Like, what show went under and was selling all their old stock footage?
Of explosions and meteors and dinosaurs literally burning to death.
Was it? Could it have been
Nova?
Nova. No, it might have been Nova. I don't think it was Nova. Do you think it was Sentai footage? Because it didn't look like it to me.
If it was Sentai footage, I don't really think it was. But it must have been like original Jurenja origin footage or something.
There was like a CGI dino. I don't think that would have been in there.
I think you're right. And it was not a Triceratops, but it was a shielded quadruped.
It was a Quadteratops.
Yeah.
A Triceradon. I don't know. That's a Ninja Turtle monster, isn't it?
Triceradon? No, that's when Donatello, he gets devolved into a Triceratops.
Oh, right.
I made that up.
No, there's like,
although that might be real. Ninja Turtles does everything crazy that you can think of.
I know. I think that Sky, please tell us.
There's
dinosaur
like,
people
yeah,
from planet
Sarah's,
from Dimension X, right?
Sarah something. Yes, I can't
Sarasota,
remember.
Sarasota, where Tom Petty's from.
Yeah. Also a Pokemon, according to Jake.
Yep. My favorite turtle-based Pokemon that isn't Squirtle. They start running. They hop in their van and they like drive away. We cut back to the Astro Megaship and it's a giant, we get it's enormous, and it's a big potato, and it like almost hits them, but they like do an evasive maneuver and they're like, oh, that was close. And then Donkey Lips Skypes in and is like, hey, give me Astronema back. And Andrus is like, number one, you don't own her, she's a person. Or no, he doesn't say you don't own her, he says nobody owns her. Yeah. Which is a very important distinction.
I think he does also say like something about you kidnapped her. Like, she's definitely not
like
yours.
We're not giving her back. And he's like,
well,
stay tuned. And the Power Rangers are like, you know, it's not going to happen. And also, you missed us with your asteroid, idiot. And he's like, well, yeah, of course I did. It's heading to Earth. And it's going to destroy it. And I think,
do like, because I don't think he ever did, like, he might have said, give me astronomer and I'll stop it. But I don't think he did. I think he was just like, give me astronomer. Also, I'm destroying the Earth.
Give it back. Also, I've sent an asteroid. which... If he, because I don't think he said it, because the plan later wouldn't make sense
also,
if he did.
Also, he would not have stopped it. Everybody knows that bad guys don't do good things.
Do the thing that they say. So, the end of this episode is going to get a little touch and go plan-wise.
Yeah.
But we'll cross that bridge when we get to it. So, Rangers, power up all their lasers, and they zoom up to it. They get, right up on it, and they shoot the lasers at it, and it does... Nothing
at all. And I don't know why they thought it would.
I mean, I thought it would, and I was like, what's the rest of the episode going to be? But then it just didn't.
I thought, yeah, maybe, until they kept getting closer, and I was like, no, you're not even bigger than a crater on this thing. You're going to tickle it at best.
Yeah. So they fire at it, does nothing, and then they're like, all right, we got to get closer. And Anders,
I don't think that's the problem.
I don't think so, but then Anders has a plan, and he's like, all right, Caron, you stay here with Alpha. And they go. And Caron's like, yeah, okay, be safe. And for a second, I was like, I don't love this. Because it's like, it reminded me in wrestling of like how when a heel turns face.
And they're suddenly helpless and can't do
anything. There's like that, but also they're just completely different.
Yeah.
Like now they're just like good guys. You know, and they're like, they do all the good guy stuff. Instead of just like being the same character, but like good?
In a good way.
Yeah. Like the best example of it working out well. I mean, it used to happen all the time. And sometimes it does still happen. But the best version in recent memory is the Shield. When the Shield went from bad to good, it was awesome. But like when Dolph Ziggler was a heel for a while and then went to a good guy... He was crappy.
And he just became the pandering,
like generic.
Give me my shot. I've earned it. The people love me, loser.
Yeah. And then, and then when he turned heel again, he's still that and wrestles Shinsuke like a baby face.
I hate that Dolph Ziggler's character became wrestling is fake and I do the best matches but don't win, but I deserve title shots because I'm good at it. Like,
yeah, I put up for these. Well, he's a bad guy now,
wrestler. He's a showman.
Yeah.
And his character is like exposing that wrestling is fake.
That is what it kind of reminded me of. But like later on, we get like a thing. Like she doesn't have any power. She can't do anything else.
I mean,
you know?
Still has her power.
That's true. She's still astronomer.
Like, she changed her clothes, but her staff is still here.
Staff and battle armor? And we've seen her survive on planets that the Rangers were suited up on, and she wasn't, so, like, she's got something.
Yeah.
Maybe her battle armor puts, like, a little force field around her so she can breathe.
Let her be good and also a badass.
Yeah. It's not hard. But we'll get some stuff later. Don't worry. Just keep track of this going forward, because now it's something that's going to be right in the front of my brain. So they go to the asteroid, and they go to plant detonators all over it. Yeah, these big boxes full of detonators. They start getting shot at by Velocifighters, though. And then Darkonda shows up with, like, a bunch of Quantrons, and they're like, all right, crap. Andros immediately goes into, like, leader delegation mode, which is really good.
Yeah.
It's not like he lost step or anything, just because, like, TJ had to take over a couple episodes ago, or last episode, rather. And so he's like, all right, here's the plan. I'm going to fight them. TJ, you plant the bombs. Cassie, Ashley, and Carlos get in the, you know, get those Velocifighters. So they'll split up. They do those things. Anders, you know, shoots a bunch of them. We cut over to them getting in their mega vehicles, flying around, shooting the Velocifighters. TJ's like, he plants a bomb, and then we cut to something else, and we cut back to him, and he's fighting off some Quantrons. They kill the V-Fighters, because in the individuals, in the you know, V1 or V2, 4, and 5, I think they are.
I think so.
Because I know V3 is TJ.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure Andros is V1.
Carlos is definitely V2.
V2, all right.
Yeah, V2, all right.
Then, yeah, they're done. They, like, land, kind of? Or are they just, like, leave? I don't... No, okay, never mind. I forgot what happened next. Because there's a lot of Zord stuff, and so it's kind of getting muddled in my brain. So
I'm not used to all that Zord action.
I know, it's weird. So then, Andros and TJ plant the last bomb, And then they hop in their mega vehicles and they like fly away. And you know, Anders hops on and like skitches away on V3. And then they blow up, but the potato is still standing. It did nothing.
It does nothing.
So then they go back to the megaship and like they're frustrated and mad and they're like, all right, we gotta do something else. We gotta like, and I feel like they said Megazords. I feel like they got their toes up to Megazords.
I think Ashley is like the Megazords.
Yeah, but Corona's plan. She says, this is crazy. The asteroid was sent by Dark Specter, so he programmed it. You know, like how you can program asteroids. I don't know what that's supposed to mean. If you pop open the hood of that asteroid, it's just a bunch of circuits.
I just took it at face value, and I was like, yes, he used Dark Specter magic to program an asteroid. Sure.
He did a program on it.
He put a magic path on it, and it's only going toward Earth, and you can't stop it. Her plan is dumb.
Her plan's dumb because it skips the second-to-last ditch option in favor of her getting definitely kidnapped again.
Yeah.
So her plan is, I will go on to the Dark Fortress, I will reprogram it, and then I'll come back. And Andros is like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
I spent my entire life searching for you, and I like you can't just walk back into the jaws of the enemy. And she's like, hey, I'm astronomer.
Yeah, it's based, Andros is like, no, heck no. And then she just says, yes. And he's like, yes.
Yeah, all right. I think like the tone was more like, this is all we have. Except it wasn't.
It's not.
It's
not. Another option was just put on the table and you walked past it.
And you guys ran right by it. And we'll come back to it. So we cut to Nasada down on Earth. And Bulk Skull and Old Cans are outside. And they're spying on the commander. They're waiting for him to leave. And so he leaves. And they like cut him off in the van. And they hop out. And three army guys or four, however many army guys, like jump out and like grab them. And they're, like, trying to yell at the commander, like, there's an asteroid coming to Earth that's going to kill us all. Ah. And he gets out. And it is the commander from, like, the end of Turbo and from the beginning of In Space. So, like, I liked it. It's not like, yes, this man, you remember. But it's, like, it is the same guy. You know, good continuity of character. I always like when they bring back very minor characters.
Yeah, like, with the same actor.
Yeah, like, when they brought back Baseball Sean and Vanessa for that one episode.
That was insane.
And you're like, whoa. Two characters, and they put them on a bus after that and sent them away forever.
Yep. Blasted them into the sun with Marge.
With Marge and all of their cousins.
Emily. Poor one out for Emily.
R.I.P. in peace, Emily. I mean, I'm sure she's fine somewhere. Hopefully.
I like to imagine her and Jason settled down.
Yeah, man. Like they were cute at the end. We cut back to the Astro Mega Ship. And over the intercom, Astronema, because Corona's back to being Astronema, as we'll find out in a second, is like, all right, I'm in. I'm going to the control room. Like, she's like basically just like telling them what's up because they don't have video, you know, because it's 98, so you can only do.
But like, they can't have video even if they can't track you on a desert planet.
Well, they can't see. It's not like Zed and Rita. They can't see inside the enemy's base. Also, very important. What was Astronema's wig this episode?
It's the red wig.
It is.
It is the final Astronema wig.
There's no more wigs after this?
This is the last one.
Did you Google that to make sure?
Yep. I'm going to hold off.
Okay.
And I will rate this. I might have to rate this twice. Because the way it appears in this episode is fine.
Okay.
There is a bad version of this wig.
That's weird.
I can spill the beans now.
I mean, no, because is it the next part?
I don't know if it's in the next part. It might be after the next part.
Okay, so how about you rate this one now?
I'll rate this one now. I like this one a lot because it's just regular hair.
Yeah.
It doesn't try to be too flashy, and I think it gets a good point across of like, don't mess with me, I'm Astronema.
Yeah, it's a cool haircut. It seems like her like I'm going to do crimes haircut.
Yeah.
Wig rather.
I will put this at the top.
Number one.
In its current form.
This is also my favorite wig. I know my opinions don't count towards the official list, but this is my favorite wig. And I know something happens later, but I didn't think they got a different wig. This is the only one I can see in my brain. So,
yeah.
So when we get there, I guess we'll rank that as Red Wig V2.
Yeah. Yeah, it's. I think I know why they did what they did. We'll talk about it.
We'll stop teasing it. We'll talk about it when we get there. So then Clippy sees her, and he comes out, and he's like, Astronema. And she's like, Ecliptor. And he has stuff on him now.
He has, like, robot parts.
He's been robotized. He's got a circle eye, like, gold eye thing, robot eye deal in his chest, and then he's just got, like, some of his face and shoulder are robot parts. It looks like if you did a close-up on a Star Wars ship, like, the outside of it, you know, they just have, like, these bumps and weird stuff because science fiction. That's his face, some of it now.
Yep. Also, his big spiky shoulder has some of that.
Yeah.
And maybe his feet somewhere.
Maybe more. I don't know. We only got the close-up on the two. And so he grabs her. And, like, the Rangers hear all of this.
Yeah, because she's like, what happened to you? He says the same thing that's going to happen to you and grabs her and her Bluetooth falls out of her ear.
Yeah. And then Deku's like, signal has been lost. And
I think it ends with her screaming.
Yeah, and then we cut to commercial, I think. Or maybe we don't. And we just cut back to Andros, who's like, I can't believe we like.
If we do cut to commercial, it's right after Ashley's head just drops to her chest.
And then we come back. Andros is like visibly very upset. So good acting there, buddy. And then fortunately, the commander Skypes them. And it's like, Rangers and asteroids headed to Earth. We need your help. Rangers and asteroids headed to Earth. We need your help. Like, it's just like a little loop message. And TJ, like, steps back in and is like, hey, man, we got to do this. And it's like, hey, take your mind off that. Let's just, like, focus on saving Earth real quick. And then we'll deal with the corona problem right now.
Deal with the short term. We can get to the long term.
Get to the long term in a minute. Which is, like, real smooth. I really like that. So then we cut to Earth where the commander is giving the sudden impact speech of, hey, asteroid's coming, and it's probably going to hit us, and we're trying for it to not, but...
And he explains how this is what killed the dinosaurs,
probably. And then we get another, like, shot of some Nova footage of dinosaurs dying and plants being destroyed and ash covering the Earth. And it's like, what is this? It seems so out of place. Like, it seems like it makes sense, but it seems out of place.
A little bit,
yeah. So I just don't know.
I guess they just really want to drive home the gravity of, like this will destroy everything.
Yeah, if the Rangers don't stop it, we're donezo.
Yeah.
So then we cut to, I don't know why I wrote infotainment. Oh, because he's explaining, like, how the dinosaurs died in a way that your third grade teacher would. and then we cut, cut over to, like, a news lady and a cameraman, and she's like, Professor Phenomenus, she definitely says Phenomenus wrong. I don't remember how exactly she says it, but it sounded wrong to me. Maybe I just heard it wrong. But she's like, "If what should we do? What should the people of Angel Grove do, knowing that this asteroid's coming?" And he goes, what should they do? Panic.
Yeah. He says it so matter-of-factly, like, that's it.
You just panic. Hey, old cans? Nah, dude, not helping. Not super not helping.
To be fair, not much you can do. I mean, no. I guess he could have said, duck and cover.
Like, I don't know, like, hug your family?
Yeah.
Make your peace? No, panic. That's
make your favorite
helpful.
Dinner?
Yeah.
Because, like, this is the last one.
You're not going to get another, probably. So we cut back to immediately from there. When before we cut down to Earth to do the sudden impact speech, or deep impact? I think deep impact is what I'm trying to say, is the movie that I'm trying to reference.
Maybe. I don't know.
I know you don't know. It came out, like, the same day that Armageddon came out, because, like, that's how movies work, is, like, there's always two. And it was just, like, that movie again. Because it was, like, probably a news article, and then 100 screenwriters wrote a movie, and two of them got through. So, before we cut back, I think this is when TJ's like, we gotta get all the Megazords together. Or somebody said it. Maybe it was Andros. I don't quite remember.
I don't either.
Somebody floated the idea of, hey, all the Megazords, which, like, Ashley did earlier.
Yeah.
And you just were like, nope, let's get Caron kidnapped again.
Better plan. What if we play right into Dark Spectre's hands?
Yeah, hey, what if instead we boner it right up?
He's a bully trying to steal our ice cream, and we tricked him by handing him the ice cream.
Giving him all of our ice cream. That'll show him. We cut from panic to the go, Power Rangers, fly, Power Rangers. Like, they're in the cockpit of the Astro Megaship making the Astro Megazord, like, immediately right away.
When that hit, I forgot, like, immediately, I was like, I forgot it was a two-parter, and I was like, yeah they're solving the problem. All right, that music means they're about to win.
They're gonna do it. We get a montage of the Delta Megazord forming, and then the Mega Voyager forming, and then they appear in the Mega Voyager. Like, they teleported from the Astro Megazord to the Mega Voyager. Sure.
It's weird because they stand in space and then float into the asteroid.
Yeah, well, that's, green screen technology being what it was. Only so much you can do.
They couldn't get, like, a little harness to lift them up so the feet dangled?
No. Obviously not, I guess. Also, it might have been blue screen because I saw a thing of a Ecliptor and Astronema from after this.
That's the thing with Ecliptor, you couldn't use a green screen. It would take out parts of his body.
It'd take most of him out.
Although that would be a neat effect, because it would be like the parts that weren't the lines were just floating.
Yeah.
That could be neat.
Yeah. Hey, Power Rangers, free idea.
I don't know if I'd want to see that all the time, though.
No, for sure not. But yeah, but sometimes that would be neat. So we cut back to everybody panicking. They're just all, running. Andros said, like, all Zords report to the asteroid. So I'm assuming that Alpha is driving one, they're autopiloting the Delta Megazord, and then they're in the Mega Voyager.
Yeah. Like,
that's the only thing that kind of makes sense. Cut back to Earth, everyone's panicking, and Old Cans sees an experimental spacecraft, and he says, let's Grand Theft Auto that son of a gun.
He doesn't see the craft, he sees a sign
pointing
in the direction of it, is guarded by two guards.
Yeah.
Who, like, I guess just realized the world's about to end, and so they ran away.
They quit? Yeah, they're like, wow, what are they gonna do, fire me?
Better go get all the TVs.
Yeah, get the TVs, and what else? Gotta get that Dreamcast. Gotta have one.
98? Yeah.
I think 98 was Dreamcast, so. Yeah,
play all the Sonic Adventure and Crazy Taxi, your heart
and desire. Jet Set Radio.
You're right.
Well, Jet Grind Radio and Jet Set Radio Future. Two games that ruled. I think you could only play Jet Grind Radio at that point. Jet Set Radio Future was way later. Anyway, not the point. So they... And Parappa the Rappa. Anyway, so they...
That was on PlayStation 2.
It was on PlayStation. Yeah, that's true. Old Ken's like, we're going to hijack that spacecraft. And then they do. That quick.
And they are going into space with no suits or nothing. They're just on a shuttle.
Just on a space shuttle.
Great
rocketing
plan,
into space.
Old Cans.
Like, how easy is it to steal spaceships in real life?
I bet much harder than
this. I hope it's a lot harder.
At least twice as hard as this.
I hope they at least have to duck at some point if you're doing it for real.
You can't just run into it.
You can't just casually walk. Like
yelling
just,
the whole way.
Like, hey, here's our plan. We're going to steal it and get off the planet so we don't get destroyed by the asteroid. Everyone cool?
2/3 of you are Bulk and Skull. You're not sneaky.
Yeah.
The other third of you is Professor Phenomenus, who just yells sometimes because a marshmallow is hot.
2/3 of you. Oh, he did burn his tongue earlier, and that was very funny. 2/3 of you are Bulk and Skull, and 1/3 of you is Skull from the future. So they start rocketing towards space to get off the planet, and we cut to Darkonda, who's just like gloating. Ecliptor is also there. And he's just gloating over the asteroid. He's like, yeah, we did it. We got him. And then we cut to the Rangers, who are like pushing on the asteroid and it's doing nothing. And they're like, auxiliary power to the thrusters. And she's like, we don't have any more power. We already did that.
Yeah.
And that's where the to be continued comes
up. Pretty
much,
yeah. They're just still trying to push it, and it like kind of rounds toward the Earth, and it just stops with to be continued.
So, Josh.
Yeah.
I started.
Uh-huh.
What's the best?
That's a good question.
It is.
It's probably something like, they can't. I don't know. This is another one of those like, well.
Yeah.
It's not a bad episode, but nothing was like, oh, yeah, that's it.
There's some good stuff. I'm going to say the best.
I do like that Bulk and Skull are back in an actual capacity.
Yeah, that might be my best. Because I did really like when Corona was like, hey, I'm going in because I'm going to stop it. Because that my worry about like, oh, no, they just made her like the girl.
Yeah.
Like immediately it was like, no, it is still Astronema, even if they're not letting her go fight, on the asteroid. Because how cool would it be if she was, like, in her battle armor, but, like, over that jumpsuit with her, like, regular person hair?
See, I don't know if the battle armor over that jumpsuit would look as cool as maybe you're thinking it does.
Maybe not over that jumpsuit. Maybe over, like, Maybe there's just a Restronomy suit, but with her nice hair.
Just like regular hair. I don't like that.
So I'm going to say Bulk and Skull being back and having lines and being part of the plot again, because it's been 1,000 years.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that's the best. What's the worst?
Them just throwing Carone to the wolves when they had another option first.
Yep. Yeah, because like that, because like it should have been backwards. They should have tried all that and been like, it's not working, and have her go, I'm going to go back there and try to reprogram
it. And then
it.
Instead of ending on them trying to push the thing, it ends on her on the floor.
Yeah, and her getting grabbed by Cliff during her comment. Like, hey guys, just like a little editing tweak and it would fix it. Just like a tiny thing. Because then the next episode is unchanged. We haven't watched it yet, but like you don't have to change anything because the only thing you flipped is two order of events that definitely happened anyway.
Right.
So some careful editing goes a long way. That's also my worst is that too, but also that you could just steal rocket ships, like whatevs. It's so easy.
Yeah, that Nasada is just the worst, always a worst.
Yeah. Who's the MVP?
Andros?
I am gonna give it to TJ for again, at a moment's notice, being like, hey, here's what we gotta do. Like,
right.
Like, hey, you're about to panic and go in catatonic, and we can't have that. We're in a crisis. And I really like that. I really think he was just like, all right, no, it's cool. Like, we're just gonna go deal with this problem. Then we'll get Corona. It'll be fine. So,
yeah.
That's mine. Or conversely, maybe it's Darkonda if his plan was to trick Clippy into thinking he was fine and then getting him.
Solely just to be a jerk move. Yeah. And so he could just rub it in his face and like see him like know what's happening.
Yeah. That's very Darkonda.
Oh yeah.
So that's it. That's gonna do it for us for today. We will see you on Friday for Dark Spectre's Revenge Part 2. But until then,
may the power protect you.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Rangers in space.
Check. There we go. It was just left. Just getting left audio.